You know, this man emailed me the other day and said, I want to ask you something about black women, because I don't know who else to ask that going to just say what they just tell me straight out what it is. So why is all these black women getting fucked all in their ass and all in their mouth and letting white men on videotape put fists all up in their ass, just ram them, fuck them in their ass with their fists and eating shit? I said, now, wait, first you was a goddamn lie, because I don't do that kind of damn shit. So you talking about black women, you not talking about me. Oh, excuse me. He talking about negacy. He talking about women that call themselves black and a nigga and a whore and a bitch, see? Because that's what them white folks and that's what folks in the street told you you is. You's a nigga bitch and a whore that suck dicks and eat shit and you get fisted at. He said, where's this coming from, Alexis? Why do I see so many black women saying they like to do it with white men? All those videos, because they get paid, because they need to pay their rent, they pay their house, nobody in my car, put some gas in their truck or buy them some sandwiches or something. I said, you don't let no man look at you and decide he going to put his dick in you today or tonight. Or after he finish getting you that damn sloppy joe or that damn chili dog with them grease-ass french fries. See, no man should not fuck you after no damn meal. You made the decision to lay down and consent to that. And if you got played, it's because you didn't have your mind right and your game tight. You wasn't in vagina power, because you don't make a decision to get into a relationship where you damn get sabotaged by a dick.
Move by your spirit upon Timmy Boone.
Light up your goddamn place!
I put a whole bag of jelly beans up my ass.
That's
night!
You need to learn how to suck a goddamn dick.
Seven hot dogs in his ass and a stick of butter.
Open your ass, your heart and mind will fall.
It breaks to Metzen with you back for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Real quick, I've got a Roy Killer War update. Apparently last night was a rough one. That fucker in the bathroom, he got me sick with his gross dick. Now I can't even make it out of bed. Feeling tired, writes Roy Killer War. Congratulations. That's flu-like AIDS symptoms, right? That's how you know you got some bad dick. You start getting the chills, get a cold, maybe the flu. Gotta be careful. Roy has to be careful. By the way, if you want to see Roy Killer War's dick, just check out distortedview.reddit.com. He posted a picture, and you can see his wiener. If you're into that sort of thing. That's over there on our Reddit. I hope you're all subscribed to that. Lots of wonderful things being posted by me and others. We've been talking a little bit about the honk recently.
Oh!
This is a clip I originally played many years ago, and it's a woman who came up with this idea where, if you're a child and you're in trouble, you make this noise, and a parent will hear you. An adult will hear you, and they'll say, well, that doesn't sound like a normal sound a kid would make. This kid must be in trouble. And today, as I was searching for porn, not for me, for you, everything I do for you. We'll get to the Bryan Adams song in a second. All right. I encountered the honk again in my smutty travels. Take a listen here. Right? He's honking. He's not putting a lot of excitement into it. This guy's a gooner. And this guy's interesting because he's into something very specific. He's into cumming, right? Jizz. He loves jizz. But he likes to masturbate with jizz. He likes to basically froth up his cum. He's into foamy jizz. And this is a real thing I didn't know about. I think it's disgusting, quite frankly. But if you whip up the jizz, right, if you got a bunch of cum on your cock and you start jerking off with it, and you do it right, you'll foam it up like a cummuccino. So this guy is jerking off. He's got foreskin. This isn't quite the honk. You got another video of him doing that here. Might be better. I think if we can get him to come, I think that's more honk-like. There he goes. He's coming now. This must be the second time he's coming because he's got his frothy jizz around his cock. Yeah. We almost had it there. Hold on. All right. Is that it? I mean, this goes on for another 30 seconds. Let me fast forward here. Okay. Yeah, someone called in recently and said I haven't played any Gooner audio. You know, Gooners are guys who like to masturbate for like 8 hours, and this is one of those gentlemen. Gentlemen. There you go. Have you heard the latest fuck-up in the circus that is the George Zimmerman trial? Apparently, they were interviewing or questioning someone via Skype. And, you know, this is being broadcast. Like, they're televising this trial, right? And so they didn't black out the username, right? They didn't pixelate it or anything. So everyone knew how to contact the court, basically. And so everyone started calling in. Take a listen. You can hear it for yourself. Oh, all right.
Well, those replay discussions are based on different topics.
Okay, and as I understand the excerpt in State's Exhibit 201, there are chapters on how to testify, as a witness, as well as on psychological or criminal profiling?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. No other questions, Your Honor.
Okay, Cross. Is that his phone that's getting
it? It's someone calling the destination, Your Honor.
All these people, every time you hear that noise, it's a new person popping up.
I get it. Just hit the client.
I have no control over this computer.
That's all right.
Right. All right. Oh no, nope, there's still going.
I gotta tell you, there's
every time he X's out of one call, another one starts up.
There's now a really good chance that we're being toyed with. Just so you know.
Okay. All right. It is stuck. Oh, no. Oh.
All right.
It's a nightmare. For
is there another phone that we could call into? That's not a cell phone? Is there a landline?
I love it. The judge has no idea what's going on. Is it his phone? It must be his cell phone, right? Do you have another phone number? Listen to that.
Okay. Turn down the volume. Is there another phone that we can call into that is a landline that we will not have the pop-ups of people calling?
Well, the pop-up that they're calling on is the landline.
Hang up the phone.
It's off now. It's not hung up, but it's off. You take.
No, I don't want those up on the screen.
Yes, Your Honor.
The judge is so annoyed. She doesn't understand technology, and she's annoyed. A deadly combination. She must be like 80. All right. Elderly people get very frustrated with technology. Yeah, like the telephone. All right, moving on. We haven't featured a kid on bath salts recently. I've got some audio here, though.
All right, calm down. Calm down. Stay down.
You can't tell someone on bath salts to calm down. They're incapable of calming down.
Stay down. Stay down.
I mean, if you're tripping fucking balls and someone tells you to calm down, that just makes you more paranoid, right?
Stay down, buddy. I tried to keep him down. I told him to stay down. You got a wall, you got ID.
He's like doing somersaults and shit on the concrete. Gymnasts, if you're looking for a performance drug, check out bath salts.
Calm down, stay down.
He's made quite a mess. I don't know what led up to this moment, but there is just debris everywhere. I think he jumped through a plate glass window or something. He stopped flailing about. He should be fine now. He's coming down. You guys can just go ahead and take off. He's gonna be okay. He's quiet.
What the f***?
No, that's quite enough. Real quick, you know, we've played clips of Alex Jones a lot here on Distorted View over the years. Corey, I think, initially told us about him many, many years ago. And since then, he's sort of gone kind of mainstream, and that a lot of people know of Alex Jones, that he's, you know, fucking crazy. You know, he's been on the Piers Morgan show. He's sort of been blowing up. But he's one of these radio show hosts like Glenn Beck that has no problem crying. And sometimes I think, like, he does it too much. But, I always wondered, like, what his radio show sounded like right after September 11th. You know, when the terrorist attack. I feel like Alex Jones probably, almost rightfully so, lost his shit. And I finally found a clip of his radio show from 9/11. And I was right. He does lose his shit. I don't know if he was a big crybaby prior to 9/11, but here's a 1 minute from his 9/11/2001 show.
Our children are a beast. Mm-hmm. The beast is upon us, oh God. It's going to get worse and worse. Oh. They love death. They come to kill. They are killing. I'm sorry.
Okay.
The new world order's gotta be defeated. Oh God!
Oh God!
Please, God, please protect us from the new world order. Please protect the children. Oh God! Look,
I mean, everyone was free. I don't know if you guys remember 2001, A Space Odyssey. It was a great movie. 2001. September 11th. People were losing their shit. Everyone was losing their shit. You know, it was a very scary time. So I can understand him being upset, but oh my God, come on.
Please, God, please protect us from the new world order. Please protect the children. Oh God.
We gotta take a break. We'll be right back. The Alex Jones Show.
Just have me play Renegades or something. I gotta get myself together. We'll come back again into the news. I'm sick of chronicling their evil.
We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, you with the pretty face. Welcome to the human race. The celebration is the blue skies up there waiting.
Fan of ELO. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Are you all ready for tomorrow? It's the 4th of July. You know what that means. It's the 4th of July. It's Independence Day. Those of you who are not in the United States of America, the chosen land by God himself, according to some people, you probably don't give a shit that it's the 4th. And you're going to say, Tim, well, God damn it, just because it's a fucking holiday in America doesn't mean it's a holiday around the world. And you really should do a fucking show for the rest of the people because, you know, it's just another goddamn day. So I will be back tomorrow doing a show for my sideshow members on Independence Day because I love you so much. And people who are here in the United States, feel free to listen as well. My show's for everyone. Yes, there will be a new show tomorrow. Again, it is Sideshow exclusive. Hey, it's Thursday. That's what we do. So you can blare Distorted View Daily loud and proud as you cook out or whatever you do on the 4th of July. Watch fireworks. Bunch of fucking white trash. That's all you are. But I love you. So, yeah, sign up for the Sideshow right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts, and so much more. Like I said, tomorrow we've got an exclusive show. If you want to hear it, sign up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Three quick stories now. First up, I've got more Paula Deen news. A MILF porn site. Pure Mature has offered cholesterol queen Paula Deen an unlikely comeback opportunity. Emphasis on come. TMZ is reporting that the company has sent Deen a letter advising her that as a MILF, they're ready to pay her six figures for very little work. She just has to lay back on her fat. That's it. You just lay down for six figures. I mean, you have to accept a big black cock into your cunt. And have it recorded, have it filmed, but other than that, yeah, six figures, not bad. According to TMZ, Pure Mature sent Deen a letter offering her a deal to endorse their high-quality MILF website. Oh, it's just an endorsement deal? Paula, I would seriously look into that. You've been losing a lot of sponsors. This could really beef up your portfolio. TMZ reports that the company wrote in the letter, full-figured or thin, arthritic or diabetic, you embody our perfect spokesperson. That's something that could only happen on a MILF website. There's no other porn site that says, yeah, full figured or thin, arthritic or diabetic. Maybe like a fat website. You embody our perfect spokesperson. According to the letter, very little work means she gets to endorse the website without having to take her clothes off. Thank you, Jesus. The tempting offer to the TV celebrity comes after losing everything from the Food Network, Walmart, Target, Home Depot, QVC, JCPenney, Sears, and Walgreens. Plus, Random House has dropped her. She lost a book deal because of this. The avalanche of misfortune is the consequence of admitting honestly, that she used the N-word. Where's Hollis at? He could vouch for her. I've seen him in videos before. Kind of. You couldn't really see him that well because he was, you know, standing in front of a blackboard. And he's blacker than a blackboard, according to Paula Deen. Her words, not mine. But Hollis, you know, she could really use Hollis right now to vouch for her. She's not racist. All right, yes, there was a lawsuit because she used the N-word and indulging in forbidden nostalgia for the good old days of the slave plantations where little niggers in long-sleeve white shirts, black shorts, and black bow ties, like in the Shirley Temple days. I guess that's what she said. Is that a quote from her? Little niggers, it says, quote, little niggers in long-sleeve white shirts, black shorts, and black bow ties, like in the Shirley Temple days, tap dance around for the white masses. But everyone seems certain the old lady won't be going from endorsing cholesterol-laden southern fried dishes to endorsing MILF porn, though some have suggested she talked to Lindsay Lohan first. So there you go. How the mighty have fallen. How the hefty have fallen. How the diabetic have fallen. Second story we have for you today. Pulling stuff out of assholes is big, big business. We've got a story from the UK here. More than $34,000 that was adjusted for, you know, US monies. So that, you know, that's a lot of money. More than $34,000 was spent treating patients in Watford who had to have items removed from their rectum last year. Now you might say, well, $34,000 is a lot, but it's not mind-blowing. Yeah, but it's just pulling stuff out of assholes. It's a lot when you think about what's going on here. Figures released by West Hertfordshire Hospital's NHS Trust said five patients were treated at Watford General between April 2012 and March of this year. So five patients, $34,000. Now, you see where I'm going with this? It's expensive. The trust said the total cost of extracting the alien items and treating the patients was about $34,000. However, due to the way its medical records are kept, the health trust said it was unable to reveal what items were removed. That's, you know, kind of shitty. I wish they would have did a little more research. The news story is very short, but, you know, I got on Google News and I searched for rectum. I love that. You know, Google saves all of your search results for, you know, whatever you're searching for. That's how they know everything about you, right? I can only imagine what type of information they're compiling about me. All right, so here are some of the things. This is just in the news recently. All right, marijuana in the rectum, gold bars in the rectum, drugs, a bomb in the rectum, a Taliban suicide attacker hit a bomb in the rectum. Now you can see why it's so costly to extract these things. If you tug on the bomb the wrong way, it'll explode. You have to cut the right wire first in the asshole. A Taliban man who attempted to... Taliban man? The Taliban man who attempted to assassinate Afghanistan's spy chief had a hidden bomb in his rectum. Asadullah Khalid, the head of the country's national Directorate of Security, was injured in the explosion, which killed the attacker in December last year. Of course, a bomb explodes in your asshole! You're not going to survive that. The weapon was missed despite the man being ordered to strip in an armored room. Well, there's a bomb up your ass. You got to be waddling a little bit. Officials had earlier suggested the bomb had been hidden in the man's underwear, though two further Afghan security officials have confirmed the bomb was hidden internally. Hot. So there you go. All right, final story we have for you today. It has been sweltering hot across most of the United States. And it goes without saying, you know, if you have pets, don't leave them in your goddamn stupid car. I've got a story from Washington here. Officers contacted a drunk man in Magnolia Saturday night about a serious case of mismanagement. And after the man left his hot dog. Oh, his hot dog. I don't know what they're talking about here. Did he leave some food? Because this really wouldn't be much of a news story if he left just a hot dog in his car. The man left his hot dog and a sweaty, sweatpants-wearing pig trapped in a car. Well, the plot thickens, doesn't it, freaks? At around 9 p.m. on June 29th, a witness called 911 after spotting the animals, plural. Okay, so we're dealing with a real dog here and a real pig, apparently. The pig was wearing sweatpants. Okay. All right, yeah, so the 911 caller spotted the animals inside the car. Officers arrived at the scene where they spoke to the 911 caller, who had opened the unlocked car's door to help cool off the animals. Even late in the evening, it was still about 86 degrees outside and presumably even hotter in the car. Inside the vehicle, officers found a small panting dog and a pot-bellied pig dressed in a pair of sweatpants for some reason. This is literally in the news story, for some reason. You're the news, look into it. Report, along with empty food and water bottles and quite a bit of feces. Ta-da! That's right, we've got a dog, a pig, and feces. Trifecta! Officers also discovered the absent car owner had left his keys in the ignition. Who does it? Let's think long and hard. Who would be so absent-minded that they would leave their keys in their car, in the ignition, along with their animals? Well, of shit. Drug addicts? Yeah, possibly. Drunkards? Uh-huh, sure. As a matter of fact, police went looking for the owner of the abandoned animals and found the man sitting inside a bar down the street. After confronting the man, how would they find the man? They're just asking people, hey, excuse me, do you happen to have a pet pig? All right. After confronting the man about leaving his animals along in a car without food, water, or fresh air on a very hot day, officers also explained to the man that it's against the law to leave keys in a vehicle ignition of an unattended vehicle. It's against the law, really? The man, who had been at the bar for about 45 minutes, was quite agitated and demanded that officers show him where they had found feces in his vehicle. So they did. Before leaving the scene, officers ensured that the animals were safe and again reminded the owner not to leave his pets in an unventilated space without food and water. And the second the cops left, you know he went back to the bar. The case will be turned over to Renton Animal Control for investigation as the animals' owners live outside Seattle. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, very good. Exciting portion of the show here. Love hearing from you guys. If you've never called in, give it a shot. 206-666-4463. Would love to hear from some new freaks or freaks who have never called in before. Yes, caller?
Hey, Spaghetti.
Well,
Faggot.
Hey, faggot.
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 Tim, I've turned some freaks at work onto you, fucking homo. Got you some new listeners. And my wife, she really likes when people call in and try to pretend to be her, but I think I say it better.
Faggot. Hey, faggot.
Fucking ugly homo. You're looking a little bit skinnier these days, Tim. I don't see your man tits flopping around anymore.
Thank you.
Yeah, looking good, buddy. You're just going to fucking fail as usual at your diet or whatever you're doing. Fucking disgusting pig. Eat shit.
And die. You forgot and die. All right. This is why I want new people to call in. I don't like my current batch of callers.
Hey, Tim. This is Jesus. You know how assholes are already shitty, and
I am familiar with that. Yes, assholes tend to be shitty. Even clean assholes have a tinge of shit, right? No?
They're shitty, and it just makes me wonder if like people have issues with like they have issues with like assholes. But
this is a deep call. Yes,
they because they're dirty, but you. Can't like I wonder if anyone would like why anyone would be opposed to, like putting dog shit on their ass because your asshole's already shitty. I mean
he has a point. If anyone would be willing to smear dog shit on and around their asshole, please contact me. I would love to set up a video shoot for that, or maybe use some hardened dog shit as a shit dildo.
Shit dildo. Shit dildo. Shit dildo.
Like I said, we've got a great batch of phone calls today.
Lifetime member, Putin calling in. Oh. I love the new Sideshow website, Tim. It's really awesome. And I would like to chime in on the voicemail wars.
Thank you.
The one I hate is Putin. It's my name. You're not even saying it right. Go fuck yourself.
Well, there is a Putin, and I guess there is a Putin. And maybe we could get a poutine as well.
Hey, Timmy Boo, what to do? Sideshow Freak here. Two things. Number one, I love you.
Thank you.
Number two, could you please take a look at the 2011 archives?
Yeah.
I've been trying to download them for a while now.
Yeah, I think enough people have... told me enough people have experienced problems that something must have fucked up in the upload. So I'm going to re-zip them up and post them again, and hopefully they'll be working for you.
Tim, Formosa Smith here. You shouldn't expect good customer service from Lenovo. They're a Chinese company, and they focus on low cost, high quantity, and they don't emphasize customer service.
Oh my God, I am still okay. So where we last left off, they were going to be shipping me a replacement computer, right? And it was estimated that it was going to be on July 1st that they were going to ship it out. And I complained, like I said, I complained on Facebook, and they finally got back to me, and they said, "Well, is there anything we can do?" I said, "Well, you know." This was back in June. I'm like, "Well, you know, July 1st, that's like 2 weeks away. Can you expedite this a bit?" So I kept checking back on my order status, and what they did do, it was supposed to be shipped out on the 1st of July, and I was supposed to receive it by like the 6th or 7th of July. And what they did is they just expedited – I think they changed like the shipping arrangement. So it was like next day shipping or second day shipping. So now they changed it. So it was still going to be sent out on the 1st of July, but I was supposed to get it by the 3rd. Well, it's the 3rd now, and I still don't have my computer. And as a matter of fact, I checked back on the order website. Now it's not going to be shipped out until the 15th of – that's the estimate. So they continue to fuck me over. Then come to find out, I was doing some research, and you're supposed to send your the bad computer. I was supposed to send that off to them. But they told me wait until I got the new computer. So, you know, so now I'm like, well, fuck, I'm just going to – because I didn't want to send – the computer I had back until I had a new one because I was afraid I was going to get a shittier computer. Remember they were telling me that they weren't sure what they were going to give me. So I don't know. You know what? We'll see what happens. I've sent my computer back. It's supposed to get there on Friday. Fucking 4th of July ruins everything. So I'm thinking what should happen is they'll release that computer and send it off before the 15th. They're supposed to send it off as soon as they get the computer. I don't fucking care anymore. I don't even want this goddamn thing. Does anyone want a Lenovo computer? I'm just going to take a fucking hammer to it. How about that? Good God. All right. One big headache for me. You know, you think you're saving a few bucks by, well, it was really, really cheap, but, you know, buying a refurbished computer, it doesn't always work out that way.
Jim, this is Sideshow member, TJ.
Is this Alex Jones? No.
You're from Chicago. You haven't done a show in 3 days.
What?
So I just wanted to say I love you, and I miss you.
Did you notice how that girl, when she was crying, how similar it sounds to the honk?
Yeah, you mentioned that. A lot of people have been mentioning that. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's
206-666.
A little premature. All right, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in. Oh, God!
Oh!
There you go. Please, guys, vote for us at Podcast Alley. What? Sometimes I forget what I... You know, like, I haven't said that. I haven't asked for your vote at Podcast Alley since, I think, like, 2006. Seven or something. It's funny. On my Facebook page, if you're not following me on Facebook, like us over there at facebook.com/distortedviewshow. I posted an interview I did with Podcast Alley that I don't think they ever used. It was just like 5 or 6 questions. So if you want to read that, I think that's why Podcast Alley is fresh in my brain. What I would like you to do, though, is please rate us and review us on iTunes. And I will be back tomorrow with a Sideshow exclusive Thursday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hey, you with the pretty face.